Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Okay, I say this, and you can mark this. Yeah. It's Cockburn, isn't it?
It's spelled like that, but it is pronounced Coburn.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's Coburn, not Cockburn?
Yes, it is Coburn, not Cockburn.
Okay.
And James Strebel.
You know, what? Fine.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, okay. come by the studio.
I could do that. The studio, is it the iHeart?
No. We're ESPN Louisville. We're over by the U of L campus.
Cardinal Town.
Called in. Calling in to a show. Does he know he's on with this one, Brad? Does he think it's Rex Chapman and Buzz Baker? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Get that guy out of here.
Mute him. Mute him.
Get him out of here. All right, another hour to go here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. As always, the 5 o'clock hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. On the way home, you need some brewskis, if you will, for the night. You need those premium cigars, the wine, spirits, whatever it may be. They got you covered. All the different locations of Cox's Spirit Shop all over the city. And then the two locations of Evergreen Liquors, of course, one of the locations on Shelbyville Road. Louis Rabault was almost hit by Lachlan McLean in a car.
Last week, going
way too fast in a car. Cox'sLouisville.com is the website there. They got you covered tonight, this week, and this weekend. You taking anything nice to your big... Sribble's having another swanky pool party on Sunday.
I don't know yet. I haven't had time to, like, kind of... I mean, the guy that's... throwing the party, likes to drink beer, so
okay.
I think it'll be, yeah.
So there is a pool? Is this an above ground or below?
I don't know. I've never been.
You have no idea.
I have no idea. I just got the invite today.
New Albany? Is in Louisville? Is in Jeff?
It's in this area.
It's in the area.
It's in the area.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
It's in the area, so I'll probably stop by a local liquor store and pick up something nice for myself.
There you go.
To sip on.
You going to take something to them? Some wine or something?
We usually bring a little something.
A little something for the host?
Yeah, I'll either bring an appetizer or a bottle of bourbon. Like you said, it's a wine or something, but that's the
more
right
than
thing
three
to
beers?
Do. Yeah, way more than three, Jack. Yes.
Listen to Grossman. There he is. Now, Grossman's going out of town for a couple days.
Oh, where's he going?
He and his dad are going to where? Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, going to watch
some baseball.
Yep, leaving right after Issel Pratt tomorrow. Going to see the Dodgers beat the crap out of the Pirates twice.
There you go.
That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
So is this just you and your dad, or is Ethan coming along? What's happening?
Just dad and I.
How about that?
A little father-son weekend. Oh, yeah. Or not a weekend, but a couple of days. Now, is he a Dodgers fan?
We're both Cubs fans. We try to do this. We don't do it every year. We do it at least once every couple years. We go to just a ballpark we've never been to before type of deal.
There you go. BNC, right?
Yeah, BNC. I've only heard really great things about. Always wanted to go there. So this year we decided, heck, why not? Let's do it.
Well, you know the thing about that. That's because your dad knows that you love baseball, so he takes you to different parks.
Yes,
Strebel.
We'll go to games and stuff. I mean, normally on the weekends they have tournaments. It's not like we could just they had tournaments almost every week in the summer. There's a few coming up. It's almost over, but you know, they'll go to baseball games. We're gonna go.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's the pivot. That's what I'm talking about. 437-9680. We never played the Dan Issel sound.
Oh, we didn't.
We will play that in 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Too deep into Luke McCaffrey talk. talk.
We're just way too deep for Luke McCaffrey talk for some reason to get to that. Let me ask you guys this, and be real with me.
I'll 100%
be honest.
Be
real with me. And you can even do so on the Indiana side. So we've been talking about the college football playoff expanding. And obviously, and I would say go to David Hale's Twitter. Like, he just breaks it down. He's got a chart who it's going to help, who it's not going to help. Over the past five seasons, for instance, the Big Ten and SEC would have accounted for 30 of the 60 teams to make the playoff.
So half.
If you went to this. So half. ACC would have been at 7.
Wow. Wow, that
would have been at 7.
Yeah, okay.
And he talks about, you know, so he says, so a 12-team playoff since 2016 would have included 9 Pac-12 teams rather than 1. That's a huge win for the Pac-12, using them as an example. And obviously, it's for the money. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We had Stuart Mandel. He thinks in the next couple of years. These are all things. Is it going to be good for the SEC? We know anything that involves more is going to involve more SEC.
Yeah.
We all understand that. I made the point in the 3 o'clock hour that this would be a bigger story if the teams around here were a little bit closer.
Okay.
And I mean, and that's just the truth. I mean, and when I say that, I mean U of L,
right,
who has knocked on the door. I understand they failed with Lamar Jackson, and I understand that it was in smaller conferences. I wonder a couple things. Number one, what Louisville fans think if the group of – is it the group of five or the group of six?
I think it's
the group of five,
group
right?
Of five, yeah.
Group of five.
Because I always think of the power six in basketball. Because
they
we
had
include,
the Big East.
Yeah, because we include the Big East.
Yeah.
I wonder what Louisville fans think today. I know how I would think. It would be bleep them. About someone like Coastal Carolina or Cincinnati being respected at a high level, having a quarterback respected at a high level, having a head coach respected at a high level, all things that Louisville had not in the ACC. That's not against the Lamar Jackson teams. He was obviously great, and they had some damn good players. But I mean, really the for 15 years before then, or whatever number you want to use, Louisville has had many instances. Good quarterback, respected team, respected program, respected head coach, so much that they've went off to jobs, bigger jobs, NFL jobs,
right,
big time jobs like Texas. But they never, they were in the AAC, and Louisville had no slack in the rope, none at all. They could win games, and it wasn't good enough because they won 10-7.
Right.
And we all know those conversations. If you lost one game, it was done. And it felt very much like the Pac-12, what they're going through the last couple years. Do Louisville fans want to see that opened up? Do they want to see Cincinnati, who has also been toiling in similar waters, have a good team, a highly ranked team, okay, but a team that's never going to make the Final Four,
right,
never going to make the college football playoff, and now you get the situation, okay? You get the situation that's out there that these guys can get added and they can get a seat at the table. And do I think Cincinnati's going to go win and beat Georgia and then go beat Alabama? No, and beat Clemson? No, I don't think that's going to happen. But just making it is a systematic difference for your university.
Sure.
Okay? What do Louisville fans think on that? And number two, and I don't know. Who around here has the most hope if that goes through? Like, in other words, if I tell you right now, the Power Five, they get, like, everyone gets in.
Yeah.
Oh, their winner gets in. And I give you a Cincinnati, okay?
So that's six.
Okay, so there's six. Now there's six open spots. And we know the SEC is going to have an LSU and an A&M or Georgia.
Or Florida or something
like that. We understand
that. Yeah.
But we're still talking about it. Now, listen, you could look back and say, well, other teams are going to have a chance.
Right.
They're going to get in over us. But, I mean, last year, Indiana, you look at teams like Iowa State.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking about three lost teams that now – it takes away having to be perfect. And quite frankly, for U of L, it takes away having to beat Clemson.
It does.
It takes away having to beat that behemoth.
Yeah.
Okay? And for Kentucky, it does some of the other things. Now you don't have to worry about only beating Georgia. Here's my biggest problem. I feel like I'm silly bringing up the topic. I feel like I'm silly, Strebel, asking you that.
Right.
What do the locals think? Because right now, Kentucky's far away. Vince Merrill can say everything he wants and everything else, but there is a reality that you also have to live in. Louisville's reality is the 1 year with Lamar Jackson, and everything else has been in a bad conference.
Sure.
Everything else has been in one of those beggar conferences that's now going to potentially get a seat at the table. Okay?
Right.
I mean, the AAC doesn't deserve to have a seat at the table.
No.
So I'm very conflicted on all this, and I don't know what the local fans think. Personally, it gives you percentage chances better to make it. And you'll take anything
sure.
at this point because
yeah.
when it's four teams, you don't have a chance.
Right.
As it's constituted right now, you don't have a chance.
Right.
And if it goes to 12, you don't have a great chance.
But it's a better chance.
But you have a chance. And
yeah.
there's a fundamental difference between having a chance and not having a chance.
If I were to rank the local teams as far as who this benefits more, who has more of an opportunity, I would go number one Louisville just because historically, they, like you said, they've been knocking on the door at times. It hasn't been a lot, but there are a few instances in their program's history that they knocked on the door. So I'd put them number one. I'd put Indiana number two. And the reason I put Indiana number two is I think the Big Ten's full of fake juice. I think they're more like the ACC than the SEC. I think it's Ohio State and pretty much everybody else. I mean, you can talk about Penn State all you want.
Well,
you can talk about Wisconsin all you want. They're not a threat.
State's supposed to come back this year, I think.
And the thing that would benefit Indiana is that Wisconsin's in the West, so
right.
Indiana doesn't play Wisconsin every single year.
But I'm just saying that the Big Ten and this thought process that you've got Penn State and Ohio State and Wisconsin and Michigan and Michigan State. I mean, a couple of those teams stink. I mean, they stunk
Michigan
for a few
State's
years.
Terrible.
Michigan State's
yeah.
terrible. Michigan, ugh. Wisconsin's good, but anytime you put them against like a real football team, they wilt and they're terrible. So I just feel like Indiana number two because I think the Big Ten's fake juice. I think it's fake juice. And I'd put Kentucky number three because obviously, as you pointed out, Andy, they're going to take, Alabama's going to be in there for sure. The winner of the East, if that's Georgia or Florida, is going to be in for sure. And then they might take one or two more SEC teams, and Kentucky's not going to be in that conversation.
Well, here's my question would be, and this would just be in general, okay? This would be in general. You would have four teams that would be left out there. If an Indiana made it in some sort of way,
right.
or a team that's not used to being anywhere near in those conversations, in Iowa State, I don't know, Green, you remember Northwestern had a couple years, right?
Oh, yeah, whatever
it may be.
Or Washington when they made it.
What effect does that have on your team?
As far as...
Well, I mean, that would be a selling point for me.
Yeah, it would.
Now
yeah.
you can actually, because you can't sell national championship.
No, you can't sell that, but you can sell tournament. I mean, that's one of the things that makes college basketball so great. Their tournament's so great because little guys get the chance to come in and prove something, and that would open it up for college football. And like Stuart Mandel was talking about, the Pac-12 now has something to sell. Like, you don't have players from the West Coast saying, well, I can't play at USC or Oregon and get a seat at the table. I've got to go to a Big Ten or an SEC school in order to get that opportunity. Now, maybe you can, hey, look, we can actually get in the playoff and then let the games play themselves out. It doesn't feel so exclusive. Like, I don't have it. Like, if you're Spencer Rattler, I don't have a shot if I commit to Arizona to be in the playoff. But if I go to Oklahoma, who's been in the playoff multiple times, I have a better chance. So, yeah, I think that is a good selling point. But you know, just for Kentucky, it's just, man, I just got to be real with it. It's just, even if they expand to 12, I still have no confidence that Kentucky's going to be in the conversation unless something drastically changes over the next 3-4 years.
I think if you look at, I think it's two different answers in terms of which local you think would benefit the most. In the short term or the long term. Long term, I agree. Definitely it's Louisville, but short term is if it somehow happened for next season, I'd say Indiana. I think Indiana's better than both Louisville and Kentucky next year, but I think I might put Kentucky over Indiana, but again, a long term view just because Kentucky, while they haven't proven they can be 10-2 every single year, they've established a baseline of being a 7-5, 8-4 program, which is something that Indiana, as good a year they had last year, is still trying to establish that they can be that.
But that's
and
not
going to
put them in the playoff.
No, it's not going to put them in the playoff. But you don't just go from being terrible to in the playoff. It's a slow build. We even saw that with Clemson, to where
very slow build.
I think
decade in.
Yeah, I think it's
Well, here's the thing. We used to talk about Louisville like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys aren't putting Louisville third on all of this.
No, we're putting Louisville first, as in it benefits Louisville the most.
I'm putting Louisville first because of their conference.
Strictly because of their conference.
By
the conference.
I'm going by conference. I'm not going by team. I'm going by conference. I'm going by conference and chances. Louisville has a better percentage chance because the conference they play in is a one-team conference. It's Clemson. It ain't anybody else. No one's sitting around worried about Pittsburgh or Miami or Florida State right now.
But they don't beat those teams.
I know they don't, but Louisville's been there more than Indiana and Kentucky. They've had seasons where they've been close, and historically they've been close. And in the ACC, there was a short time, but they were viewed as one of the better teams, second or third in the ACC, because of Lamar Jackson. Now, you can make the argument that Scott Satterfield has taken them back some steps, and they're no longer in that position. Louisville's not anymore a team that people look at and say, wow, you know what? They're just like one or two really good players away from making noise. I don't feel that way with Louisville right now.
I disagree with you guys, even though it's the conference.
I disagree. So what are your ranking?
I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I would have Indiana and Kentucky over Louisville.
Really?
Because I need to be. Yeah, there. When we talk about the easy schedule view of L, that's what Wake Forest thinks of you.
Of Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's what Boston College thinks.
They think they're a W right now. I mean, yeah.
There's been nothing that's. Listen, an 8-win season with Bobby's players, okay, who are some NFL players,
sure.
And there's no track record here that I can rely on anything. There's no track record. I don't have three good options. I'm talking about Indiana bleeping football, who have no fans, and I'm talking about a delusional Kentucky fan base.
Right.
A delusional Kentucky fan base that has amnesia, that will forget they thought they were going to win the SEC, and when they go 7-5, they'll celebrate it.
And be like, this is
just
great.
You guys are giving a level of benefit of the doubt that I'm not willing to give.
See, and to me, it's not about Louisville. It's just about their conference. It's not about them.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I do.
Know.
I'm with you. But I mean, they don't beat these teams on any sort of consistent basis.
Not even with Bobby, and even at Lamar's second year as a starter, they didn't beat those teams either. I mean, they lost to Wake Forest that year. I think they lost to Boston College that year. I mean, you're right about that.
Here's the point. That's why I bring it up, because I feel like there is this ghost of Louisville past where if this became 12 teams, this would be a big bleeping deal here.
Yeah.
This would be talked about through the prism. Diener this morning, this story came out with Pete Thamel a couple weeks ago,
sure.
The Stuart Mandel, Andy Staples. This would be, we would be following this because we'd be saying, well, you know, Louisville's a perennial top 25 team. All it takes is the new thing. And we started it with David Hale, it's our fault. all you need to do is get lucky.
Just get lucky. That's
all it is. You don't have to recruit. You don't have to develop. You don't have to have a quarterback. It doesn't matter. You just got to get lucky. That's the new football thing, the luck factor. Calipari whined about that last year. Calipari got rid of a staff and his entire team.
That wasn't luck.
It must have just been. I thought it was just luck.
Yeah.
I thought it was just luck.
Bad breaks.
Just if Olivier Sarr wouldn't miss every shot in the final 2 minutes and turn the ball over at half court against, who was it, Arkansas or
Alabama? Can't remember. They all ran it. That season runs together for me. But
we would have. This would have been widely discussed through. Hey, last year Louisville finished the season 21st. That's 9 spots away.
We're right there.
It's you win one more game. You win and just make up a game, you know? Well, you know.
The
you
Miami
win
the, game.
Yeah, you win
you beat
the
Miami.
The Pittsburgh
yeah,
game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would be the conversation. We're not even having that conversation.
Yeah.
But when I ask who does this affect the most, I would guarantee 8 out of 10 people would say exactly what you all said.
And there's something to it. Like you said, the ghost of Louisville past. I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm basing my opinion on
Charlie Strong.
You're
basing it on Charlie
and Lamar
Strong.
Jackson. I'm basing my opinion
and
on
Brian Brohm.
Brian Brohm. I'm not basing it on Scott Satterfield and Malik Cunningham. I'm not basing it on what they did last year. I'm not basing it on they don't have any quarterbacks. I'm basing it on what Charlie Strong did with Teddy Bridgewater and what Bobby Petrino did with Brian Brohm and Lamar Jackson.
You know, what a college football thing of us to do, Strebel.
It is a great the old guard, living in the past.
I'm not saying you're wrong. You end up might being right. I'm just not giving the benefit of the doubt because I haven't seen him do it in the ACC.
Right.
It's just that I don't think Treble and I trust Kentucky or Indiana.
I don't at all. If you ask me, I would probably go Indiana. I like Tom Allen.
I do. I'm with you. I mean, Mitch
hates Tom Allen.
Jack, Mitch is the only person on this show that doesn't like Tom Allen. Andy and I both like Tom Allen.
I think he's corny.
He is corny as hell, but
are you?
I am too, and I, you know what? You know what he gave us, Tom Allen. If nothing
he hasn't
else,
given us anything.
Well, he did give us one thing.
What did he give us?
He gave us drunk Big Easy. On the IU postgame show.
Yeah, what game was? What game that, was that? That,
was,
that they won?
That was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
They beat Wisconsin. Yes, when he called in and sang the song and said they love him as much as he loves them, or whatever it was.
Texas says, "Does Crean know who Triple H is?"
Yes.
Well,
I don't know.
He's a wrestler.
Well, yeah, I'm just asking.
What's his other nickname?
I don't know that.
The Game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Texas says, Coop looks like he rented a pontooned Patino for the day.
Hey, Coop's with Patino and you're not. So that's all I got to say.
Why are you backing Coop at all?
Because I love it. There's something about it that I love.
You've said only mean things about Rick Pitino probably for the last how many years? 15
yes,
years?
But it's,
you've been mean and
20
nasty.
Years.
Yeah, you've been mean and nasty towards Rick Pitino for damn near two decades.
Absolutely, but the way that Coop has just positioned himself to be in that crew is it's amazing to me. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by it. He went from Coop in the sweatpants to Coop's chilling with Patino.
And Patino calling him longtime friend.
Longtime friend, Cooper Essen.
Texas says, I'd be pissed off. Let's see. Hang on. I'd be pissed off if the group of five gets an auto bid. Cincy and UCF going to be able to recruit the second tier easier because they have an automatic path. It's a great
point.
That's
a really good point.
It's a fantastic point.
I mean, that's one of the things that Charlie Strong did a damn good job with what he had conference-wise to work with. I mean, he was Big East in that one year in the AAC. Was able to get some dudes. I mean, a lot of NFL dudes on those teams. Imagine if Charlie Strong was able to do that in the ACC. I mean, that's a great point. I would be pissed if I was a Louisville fan. Absolutely.
Texas says, I'm more concerned if Louisville can just be better than Cincy, let alone get into the college football playoff. And that's my point.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's my point.
They got Luke Fickle. I mean, Luke Fickle's isn't Eddie's respected.
I don't know. Yeah, but I...
He is. He's a respected coach.
Here's what I think. Luke Fickle, I mean, he had his chance at Ohio State.
He didn't
remember
do well.
That.
It was one
great.
Season.
It's easier to win in Cincinnati. It's easier to win in the AAC.
True.
Ask Charlie Strong.
That's a good point. That's one of the things when, Luke Fickle's dang came for all those jobs. Yeah, he had that one season. He didn't do very well. Ryan Day comes in and immediately is like, this is my job now.
Texter says, does Crean know who Jerry Lawler is?
No.
Oh.
Man.
That's the king, man.
Do we need to do the Val Venus thing? Does he know who Val Venus is?
I do, because I've done the Val Venus thing.
He did the Val Venus read.
That's
the promos. He cut Val Venus promos.
Jack, find it. Find the sound.
I got
to
hear
it. You know what to do. Find the Val Venus sound. We have to have a Val Venus folder in there. Find it. Texter says 437-9680, has Jack ever seen Porky's?
No.
I don't blame you for that. It's a pretty terrible movie.
Texas says, how come there are no problems when Crean runs the board for the show?
Texas says, so far today.
Did Grossman's dad ever outfit Patino?
Yes, actually.
Did he really?
Yes.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
He had Rick in your house.
No, Dad went to Rick.
Oh, okay, good point. That's a different, Dad go, you're right. Mr. Grossman went to Rick. You're, don't. Yep.
That is how it goes. That is how not used to those sorts of things Strebel is.
Yeah.
Dad goes to about 95% of his customers. Yeah, but absolutely, Dad goes to Rick.
Rick Pitino trudged over to the Grossmans.
while
Jack and Ethan were, you know, doing whatever Jack and Ethan do.
In high school.
Yeah, in high school. And stands on a box in the middle of the Grossman household to have his crotch measured, his inseam measured in front of Ethan Grossman. That's exactly it.
And Mrs. Grossman brings in, like, tea and cookies.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Hello, ladies. Believe me, the gift that I have, no other male on the face of this planet has never, ever been blessed with.
Man. Oh, Valby,
I think that's still my best sound ever.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be.
Oh, man. Texter. Oh, I'm not going to read that one. Oh, it's good. I'm not going to read it. It brings Jack Harlow into things.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's not do. Let's not go down that
Texter says, what's amazing is Strebel's obsession with U of L. Yes, there it is.
I just gave you the benefit. I'm the one. It wasn't Andy. I was the one that was saying Louisville should be the.
No, you were backing it.
I was backing Louisville as the team that would benefit from this the most. Again, people don't listen. They don't hear what I say. It's Strebel. He hates Louisville. Nah, and that's all it is. Listen to what I'm saying.
That's all that it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's just going by the odds.
The
guy's playing. Now, he's not listening, but he's playing the odds.
He's playing the odds, but every once in a while, I will support your team and say nice things like I just did.
Texter says, Grossman knows Pitino's inseam.
Well, his dad does.
Texter says, the Jerry Lawler one killed me. It should have, man.
Yeah, Jerry's the big one.
Texter says, does Crean know who Dude Love is?
No.
There's no chance.
Man, I watched a great The biography of Mick Foley, it was awesome. On A&E, it was 2 hours. It was so good. I forgot about that match between he and The Undertaker where he got slammed through the cage.
Oh, it was awesome, man.
His tooth flew out.
Oh.
It was great. See, he powerbombed him on thumbtacks. That's maybe the greatest match of all time.
Oh, man. Texter says you guys need to warn us before you play the Jack sound. I almost passed out. Oh, it's fantastic.
Hello, ladies.
Let's play the Issel stuff real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Well, the Issel win the clothes. There was like two of them. He was lamenting. It was a get off my lawn take.
Issel was
lamenting today how people didn't dress up to get on a plane, how people were, you know, wearing sweats and everything.
Instead of like a suit and a tie.
Dressing up. And
like Don Draper.
Exactly. They had a conversation. Go ahead and play whatever here.
When did people start dressing so, I want to say casually, but poorly is probably a better word. I mean, Mike, some of these people look like they're going to volunteer at a homeless shelter and don't want the clients to feel, you know, like they're underdressed. I mean, it's amazing what some people wear flying and traveling in the airports. Unbelievable.
I'm one of those people, Dan.
Everybody is.
When you see me wearing right now an alien t-shirt, basketball shorts, and flip-flops is what I'd wear to the airport.
All right, play the other one.
People used to get dressed up, put some perfume on, and look good, and jump on a plane, and now it's like you're in a cattle car. It's a cattle car.
Exactly.
I'd rather feel comfortable. Overlooking, you know, I understand why, you know, someone would want to look like presentable and stuff, but I think that would be uncomfortable.
At least wear a collared shirt and some nice shorts. I mean, there are people dressed worse than you are this morning, Crean, traveling on the airplane for crying out loud.
Man.
See, that's why I wore the collared shirt and the khaki shorts
the
first month or so.
Yeah, I was going to say for the first 2 weeks. Is that an age thing?
Absolutely.
100% an age thing. I disagree 100% with that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, totally disagree.
Especially if you're in a plane for like 3 hours. I don't want to be in a damn collared shirt sitting next to somebody that
with
I don't
perfume.
Like that smells bad and is watching season 3 of Game of Thrones on their iPad. I don't want to watch any of it.
What's the show? Homeland. Have you ever seen Homeland?
No, I have not.
I need to watch it. Really?
Yeah, I need to watch it.
The very, like, man, maybe the first scene is a sex scene.
Oh.
And years ago, I had not seen the show at all.
Right.
So I downloaded a couple episodes.
Yeah, I know what happened.
Flying out West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay. And I should have known. It's Showtime. Like, I should have known.
Right.
Okay, but I didn't think about it. And, I mean, that first scene, it's graphic. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a graphic scene.
Yeah.
It's a great scene, but it's also a graphic scene.
That's the Claire Danes show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I was immediately like, scared, kind of, trying to hide it, whatever.
Right.
And I just peeked over my left shoulder, and there was, like, a mom with, like, kids about, Wyatt's age, and they are all just staring at me.
And you're like, well,
I was beat on. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm just trying to watch a show.
I was just trying to be quiet and just sit here with my little ginger ale and pretzels and enjoy a 3.5-hour flight. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's graphic.
Yeah. I had a situation like that. I took a date to go see the movie Knocked Up, which in itself isn't bad. Like, he's, like, knocked out. But there's that scene where, like, shows, like, a birth. Like, it shows her giving birth, and I'm like, I mean, it's graphic. I mean, it's very, very graphic, and it was a little awkward, but it ended up okay.
It wasn't your wife, right?
No.
It was somebody else.
It was before that, yes.
Are you still friends with her on Facebook?
No, I am not.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not saying that as, like, emphatically, never. I would never, but I'm just not. We're not.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
437-9680, on the other end, you noticed something about Keon Brooks. We'll talk about it next. 30 more minutes to go here on this Tuesday.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Have human beings understand sexual relations and sex?
And James Strebel.
That's Kinsey, right? Dr. Kinsey.
Yeah, Kinsey. Yeah, there you go, Strebel. Yeah, Dr. Kinsey.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So back at it, one more segment to go here on ESPN 680 105.7, the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. A couple reminders coming up later tonight, Brewers Reds. You can catch that right here on 680 105.7. Our next NBA game is going to be on Thursday, Nets and Bucks. I'm kind of thinking about betting the Sixers tonight.
Is that where you're going to go?
I'm thinking about it.
Because the Hawks
I'm
won the first
about
game,
it. And
right?
I love the Hawks.
Yes,
yeah, but
yes.
I mean, they already got their split. They were playing terrible. You know, that last quarter, they're hanging on for the final 8-10 minutes or so. I mean, you put another 5 minutes, another couple minutes on the clock, the Sixers may win that game.
Okay.
Straight up win that game. So I was kind of thinking of going, kind of thinking of going Atlanta.
So you're going to go.
Or going Sixers,
so you're
I mean.
Sixers.
And then Clippers.
And Cleveland, the Indians tonight, just for Mitch. Okay,
maybe
there
I do
go.
A money line parlay on all of them.
There you go. Hook it up.
How about that?
Hook it up.
Now, I don't know this, and no one's going to help me here. I don't subscribe, but people are telling me I've had, like, six people. Some of them on the text line, 437-9680, are telling me, now this could be me being got, which is funny, that Jody put up on one of the VIP message boards about Luke McCaffrey.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Confirming what we think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
what am I going to say?
Yeah, it's not, and if we're not putting the money forward, we're not going to find that out. I mean, it's going to come out eventually in the next few days. If that's true, what Jody's saying, then we'll know about it tomorrow or the day after.
Texas says, does Cree know who Mrs. Elizabeth is?
No clue.
Macho Man's real life and ring wife.
He doesn't know who Macho Man
that's
is.
True.
We've already,
yeah,
we've already
that's
established
true. Yeah,
that,
but
that he doesn't know
connection.
That.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, what was it, Jay-Z and Meek Mill bought a, was it a Bentley? Or it was a high-priced car that they bought for Robert Kraft?
You didn't they really?
You didn't
I didn't see,
this?
See that. No.
So you know how there's usually like the video of an athlete that makes it to the NBA or the NFL, and he buys his mom or
a house or
yes. a car, and
right.
you have that emotional moment.
Bam did
okay.
that a few years ago
yeah,
with his mom. Yeah,
yeah
I remember
you,
that.
And you
yeah.
have that emotional moment. It's a feel good moment.
Right.
Right. It's a feel good moment
sure.
for everyone.
Yeah.
UK uses it as propaganda
right.
because they own the rights to Bam while he was. At Kentucky.
Right.
And so,
look, we made it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so everyone does that. But yeah, it was Meek Mill, Jay-Z, and somebody else. They bought like this super expensive, the dream car for Robert Kraft.
Did they?
And Robert
really?
Kraft, like, he. And by the way, Cream, your mic's on. I'm sorry. We can hear you clicking mouses
away.
And typing and doing. I mean, he wants to talk so bad.
He does. He's leaving it
just, on. The mic's just open at all times.
Right.
Even though I know he has nothing to give on Robert Kraft getting a Bentley.
Right.
But whatever car it was, he reacted like those parents react that get something. And this guy's a billionaire.
Did he really?
And so everyone was crapping on the video. It, yeah.
He's got to be
on the internet.
Putting on for Jay-Z and Meek Mill.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he was pretending nope. to be excited? You think he's really excited?
Of course, my take on Jay-Z, he's overrated there. I've given that. Grossman, do you know who Jay-Z is?
Yes, I know who Jay-Z is.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
we
you know
just
what?
Want to make sure
you
didn't know Macho
asking.
Man. You didn't know Macho Man. Macho Man's maybe more famous than Jay-Z. I don't know.
Well, you see, I know who one is and not the other. I would disagree with that statement.
Okay.
I want to ask this, but I don't know if this is inappropriate. Phil Baker always asks you this on Sunday. Whenever there is,
no,
you know where
it.
I'm going with this,
yes,
right?
Go for it.
You know, was any Jay-Z played at your bar mitzvah?
Possibly.
Is it a bar mitzvah or a bar mitzvah? Bar's for
the girls.
Bar
for females.
Bar's for boys.
That's what I thought.
Is for girls.
For yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, I bet there was at least some Jay-Z played.
Okay.
There okay. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
How about that?
That's awesome.
There you go.
I like there is a time look there is a time when
there you go
when Jay-Z was awesome and
it's just not 2021.
It's just not yeah. exactly. It was more like 1998.
Here's my take that nobody cares about. You ready for this?
Yeah.
IU basketball is going to the Bahamas. That's right, Crane. It's the Bahamas,
yes.
right? Okay, they're going to the Bahamas on one of these overseas
oh, yeah.
trips.
Nice.
You know,
yeah.
The games are not going to be televised at all. Like you're essentially just going to get the box score.
Yeah, like there's
what's
no
the point,
streaming?
Yeah, what's the point of BTN if you're not going to put them on TV?
Well, what's the point of BTN? But not only that, Indiana, depending on how many people they take, they need to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They need to at least get a camera or two and play these on like a YouTube channel.
Sure, I mean, Indiana.
What the hell are we yeah. doing here?
The IU fan base, and you'll test this, Jack. I mean, when Kentucky did their Bahamas trips, it was on SEC Network. When Louisville did their
it
trip
was
to
on Watch ESPN.
It was on Watch ESPN.
The point would
it.
Be COVID here. I mean, the part would be COVID, but I would feel like in a few months.
But you'd be able to figure out something.
To have a couple, a guy or two. Yeah, to have
yeah,
a local production.
Somewhere.
A local production company, something.
Yeah.
To get into the gym to see the team. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's yeah. a failure.
I agree.
There it is.
It needs to be on TV some way, somehow. I wonder they might. I remember Louisville did that. They did have some of them on Watch ESPN. I remember there were also a couple games where they just did radio broadcasts.
Where were they? Were they?
I think they were in the Bahamas also.
Were they in the Bahamas also?
Yeah.
It's all the same resort.
It's all the same
it's,
resort.
It's,
yeah,
it's one of these big resorts, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember because that was the Damian. Was that the Damian Lee year? Or he was
I think
like,
they did it the year they won the title.
They did with Russ Smith.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, and then I thought they did it with Damian Lee as well because I remember Diener talking about like there's no way this kid's going to come and average like 20 points a game. And I think he like
and then he did.
Then he did. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, then he did.
My Louisville thing is I saw it today when I went in Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
I went to Jimmy John's today. A
little sandwich. Yeah.
Eating by himself.
Oh, no.
But standing up.
Standing up and eating.
Yes.
That's odd.
It was odd.
Yeah.
Gunter Brewer.
You know what?
And, man, I almost went over and said, and just something with blank, but I couldn't think of... What do you say? But there's something there with Blankenbaker, but I didn't know what to say.
I would have been like,
I'm stunned Blankenbaker's not eating with you.
No, I would have been like, is this supposed to be a lunch date with Mark Blankenbaker?
Blank,
you got stood up?
Is Blank here? Yeah. I mean,
you stood up
on
Mark
Blankenbaker.
I mean, Mark, hey, meet me at Jimmy John's at 12:30, and I'll see you, Coach Brew. And then Blankenbaker shoots a text like, oh, I can't make it. Gotta,
I had
you know,
to go meet Dieter at Double Dogs.
I stood him up for Dieter at Double Dogs. Yes.
If he, you know, when this is a must-see reference, what I'm getting ready to say, Grossman, you're not going to have any idea. And I can't think of a better example.
Yeah.
But do you remember the movie Air Bud?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember Air Bud. Yeah.
Okay, so Grossman, you know the movie Air Bud.
Oh, I love those movies. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Where it's the new owner and it's the clown.
Yeah.
And they're in the courtroom and the dog's got to figure out which way to go.
Yeah, who to go to.
Where does Blank go?
Oh, man. Gosh. I mean, do we go?
Because I say it's Dieter, but I'm saying
it's closer than you think.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Because you go with the friendship he's had with Dieter for years now.
That has helped him.
Dieter
in
went
many
to his
ways.
Wedding.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was a destination wedding. When, like, he was in town, he had to fly to his wedding.
But access counts.
You got Coach Brew.
Access counts.
And you got to think about Mark in your future. At Churchill Downs with the coaching staff clicking snapshots.
With a rose in his mouth.
With a
rose in his mouth.
And you look over on the right, you got Court Dennison. On the left, you got Coach Brew. And just a little down the line, you got Sat. Oh, boy. Coach Coop's lurking out there somewhere,
Texas
too.
Texas says, Andy, you are Jay-Z's target demographic. Is he trying to say I am or I'm not?
Maybe you are because Jay-Z's busting to the young folks now. I don't know.
Texas says Big Rig just admitted Louisville won the title in 2013.
I've never denied it.
Yeah, but the normal Kentucky fan
does. The normal
does.
Kentucky fan does, but I'm not one of the. Yeah. I'm not a normal Kentucky fan.
Texas says Miss Elizabeth was from Lexington. Oh, Buzz Baker know her?
He knew Macho Man, so I guess he did know Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, absolutely.
I bet he did.
Yep. Macho Man fell in love with a Kentucky girl.
This has to be for 93.9. Jordan scored less than Kareem and had less championships than Russell. That's not for us, right?
That's definitely not for us.
I feel like that's for somebody else.
They must be having the LeBron conversation.
Of course. I mean, it has to be something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grossman, what do we have on the sound sheet? You want to play a couple sounds? What was good today?
We do have that Diener sound that we mentioned at the top of the, show of Blank making dog noises at Treble.
Or dog noises.
Or not dog noise, but
dogging.
Talking. Yeah, dogging, yeah.
I thought he was dogging Andy, not me.
Yeah. Dogging me? Yeah. What did I do? Well, play the sound.
Well,
I don't know what
this.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But I think we should promote we're having Chris Mack and Scott Satterfield on back-to-back days.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big deal.
Yes. On ESPN 680, 93.9 The Ville, and 105.7. Right?
Yes, right. That's right. On all those stations. Yes. And then, yes. Yes. Don't get me.
You
down
sound so uncomfortable right now.
Well, it was just annoying to listen to as though I've committed some crime by promoting an interview we had on one channel and act like I don't ever talk about things on 680, like listening to you guys yesterday from 12 to 3, you know, take over the V show. Or you know, Sweeney and Mitchell Handigan, you know, act as if I don't mention them. Like, I don't know. I felt like I was, a target on my back.
We just need to, you know, have Andy roll over, rub his belly a little bit. That's all we got to do. Here you go, Andy. Here you go, buddy.
What are you doing?
Here you go, buddy.
Stop.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
680.
What is in your coffee this morning? What are you doing?
105.7.
The Take. What is wrong with
James?
Him?
James and Andy. There you
okay,
go.
Okay. Would you cut it out? You're going to start an inter-office feud that I don't really want to deal with.
Same.
Rub that belly.
Process
at the end, I think, seals it.
He steals the sound. But here's the thing. We've done that for like 2 months.
this has been a long joke.
The Ennis bit has been a joke for 2 months on the mixtape.
I mean, it's been on the mixtape just
for many, many weeks.
Yeah, just a sequence of, you heard that on 93.9 The Drive with Mark Ennis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they just now.
Me and Mitch thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think anyone's mad over here. I'm not mad. I think it's funny.
Well, thank you. You're not mad. You got
that.
Dieter
didn't leave me out when he was talking about the show. He just said Andy Sweeney, Mitchell Hannigan. So I Now I'm mad. How you leave me out?
Brad made a COVID joke also today.
Well, hang on. We got Lachlan McClain tweeting.
Oh, we do?
Today, it looks like they're at a camp. UK was at a camp. I'm not sure which camp.
Satellite camps.
It's a camp, okay, and there's kids, and there's some kids with disabilities.
Sure.
And TJ Beiser says, today was so fun. The guys on this team are so great. You're going to love them all. Locke said, has there ever been a year when you haven't said that? Again, that is when UK and Beiser were at a camp with kids with disabilities. Even then, Locke of Spectrum News 1
his black heart.
Had to chime in. Yeah. Had to chime in. Yeah. Wow, so there you go.
Here's the question.
Did you guys see what he put on Facebook today?
Oh, the Terry Miners thing?
Yeah, the Terry Miners thing.
Yeah. Him and the Wayans brothers, right?
Yeah, Sean and Marlon. Yeah, Sean and Marlon Wayans. And
Wayans brothers? There's two of them?
Miss you, Terry. Miss you, Terry. I saw that.
Terry never answers back, I miss you.
He never does.
It's like when a spouse says, I love you, and the other one never says it.
Yeah, it turns over in the bed and just goes right to sleep. Yeah. Oh, now, how long is it going to take for Locke to realize where they were and he deletes the tweet?
I don't know.
Do we just let him hang out there? Or do we shoot him a DM?
I'm not saying anything. He doesn't talk to us.
I'm just saying maybe shoot him a DM. Like, hey, Locke.
I'm not shooting him a DM. If I shoot him a DM, it's going to be something snarky.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be something mean.
Okay.
It's not going to be that.
All right, I'm just making sure. Okay. Right.
We never got to our Keon Brooks take.
I can hold that till tomorrow.
How much time do we have here, Grossman?
We got about 5 minutes.
Maybe we can hold on to it tomorrow. I can. Minutes. That's not a big deal. That's it, you know.
We act like it's a good take.
Yeah.
Here's the take. Keon Brooks is the leader.
Well, it's not only that.
What a crappy way to end today's show.
I feel like we already knew that.
No, there's more to it. I have more to it than that. I've got numbers
and things.
So that's
a tease, then. You have numbers.
I do have numbers,
Where are your numbers at? You don't have your – for 4 days, Grossman, he had a piece of paper that he actually had folded up in his breast pocket coming from school.
Yeah. I have them right here on my phone. I've got some numbers.
The Notes app.
Screenshots.
You don't use the Notes app?
I do use the Notes app, but this one I can just do screenshots and do that. So yeah.
What are they? Game logs? Screenshots of game logs.
Of players in similar position to Keon Brooks. Yes.
How about that?
Yes, I do have that. Absolutely. Yes.
Now tomorrow we're doing the show from studio.
Studio, yeah.
Tomorrow we have a suit in town. We have a big wig in town.
So am I going to meet this big wig, or?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
No idea.
I don't want to.
I don't want you to act like they have any
idea. Okay, I know they don't. No idea who I am.
But if I can find out a specific time, we got to get you. You can't be scared.
No, I won't be scared.
You got to be ready to rant.
Oh, I'm ready to rant all the time.
Well,
I'm just
making sure
about that.
You don't do good radio in the studio.
If
we've already
last week, I thought it was pretty good. I can't remember exactly what the – but I had some pretty hot takes last week. I felt I was pretty good in the studio last week.
All right.
So Mitch had his bad – I had Orlando Antigua on, and I fanboyed. That was good me. And that's when Mitch was mad because he blew Chin Coleman's appearance on the show.
Texas says Blank will put a target on his back for Diener. That's a great text.
It is. Yeah. Here, Diener, let me wear the target.
But Diener's Air Bud in that reference. He made a dog reference for me, and I made a dog reference for him.
Blankenbaker's Air Bud.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, he's a Diener.
Blankenbaker's Air
Bud. He is Air Bud. Yeah. He is Air Bud. Those movies, I mean, they deteriorate. I mean, not like they were like, you know, the Godfather in the first place, but they deteriorated from like Air Bud, and then you had Air Bud Golden Receiver where he was the football dog, into they turned to movies where like the puppies like talk, right? It turned to talking dog.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw anything other than the first one. Maybe the second one. I would say I probably did.
Yeah.
But I only remember the first one.
Oh, they have like Space Buddies and Christmas Buddies and like Halloween Buddies,
they do.
There's like
12 miserable
of them. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible movies. They're
sounds
awful.
Absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Carino, do you have a parting shot before we get out of here today?
Yeah.
not really.
I feel like I've failed.
You have failed.
You always have a ticket ready to go.
That is, I went to him for a parting shot, which was just simply laziness by me,
right?
To fill an extra 30 seconds to get to the top of the hour,
right?
And he had nothing.
I'll just regurgitate that Luke McCaffrey's not a big deal if he leaves. I mean, the guy's not good. You shouldn't have been excited about him. Yeah, and I don't know why anyone thought he was good.
I have to treat him the way they reacted. They reacted like they just picked up Christian McCaffrey. So now you got to bag them when they don't. That's what's happening here.
Darn right.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Quick break. Bonus. What's coming up in the bonus hour, by the way? Anything of interest?
It'll be a quick bonus hour because we got Reds at 6:40. We'll have Stuart Mandel from the 4 o'clock hour. We'll have Mark Story, who was on with Fitzel and Pratt.
Nice.
We have whatever guest Nick and Bob had on. I'm blanking on who it was.
Neil Greenberg?
Yeah, no, Knuckles? No, it wasn't Neil Greenberg. I think it was Rob Nyer's old reason.
Rob Nyer? Okay, yeah. There you go.
The journalist.
Do you know who Rob? Do you know who Rob Nyer is? Well, there's no chance.
No,
you have no idea.
This is the first time
and
I've
I think
heard
we'll
today.
Have a little bit of trivia from Diener.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Rob Nyer's only been on with Bob for 8 years. It's the first time you heard his name today. That's not a good look by you. There's no way around it. It's not a good look. So there we go. All right. Bonus hour coming up next.